Sagt der Händige Mishnah weiter, mit Sech des Ahalis, Perik Yud, Mishnah Vav. Aruva, Shei Betoich Habayis. Once again, I have a window in my roof. I could look up and see the sky. Ukedera, and we have a pot made out of earthenware, out of cheres. Nesuna Tachtea, laying on the floor, but opposite the Aruva. Now we have to know the measurements of the pot. It is not wider than the Aruva, which would mean as follows. She'im Tala, if this pot would start going up, 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 it would come right through the Aruva up into the sky. And Ein Sifsoiseha Noiges B'Aruva, the edges of the pot would not touch the Aruva, because the opening of the Aruva is wider than the pot. So here's the halacha. If there is Tumah, Tumas Meis, let's say, a Tumah that's Metama B'Oil, Tach Teha, underneath the pot, Oy B'Soicha, or in the pot, Oy Al Gaba, or on top of the pot. It's suspended in the air on top of the pot. Zaktamish, in these three cases, whether the Tumah is underneath, inside, or on top of the pot, Tumah B'Kas V'Oila, B'Kas V'Yered, that's a term we've had before. The Tumah breaks through, and is Metama anything in its path straight up, and is Metama anything in its path straight down. But it does not go off to the sides. And therefore, any Keli in the house, or Kalim that are over the Aruva, but not over the pot, because as we explained, the pot is narrower than the Aruva. So you can have a Keli which is mile, which is an oil over the Aruva, but it's not necessarily over the pot. Those would not become Tame. Now, we have learned time in and time out again, Masechtas Kalim, the Kli Cheres can only become Tummy from the inside, not from the outside. So I don't understand. If there's Tumah underneath, how does that Tumah get inside the Keli? Till now we learned, if a dead Sheretz touches a Kli Cheres on the inside does not become Tummy. So the Batanur explains, because there's a din here of Tumah Baikas V'Oila, of a Tumah going straight up, it automatically affects anything in its path, including the inside of the Kli Cheres. How exactly this works, there's a lot of Torah here. We'll go weiter for now. Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter. Hoysa Gevoyim in Oretz Tefach. If this pot was not laying flat on the ground, but it was off the ground by a Tefach, or more, and then Tumah Tachtea, there is Tumah underneath the pot. Oy Babayis, or in the house, meaning underneath the roof of the house, not underneath the Aruva. So again, the pot is a Tefach off the ground. Now I have Tumah either underneath the pot, or to the side of the pot, underneath the roof. So the Mishnah Tachtel, V'habayis, underneath the pot, as well as any Keli in the house. Tame, Kelim that are found underneath the pot, and Kelim that are found underneath the roof, in this case, are going to be Tame. And we've seen this beforehand, in different ways. But being that the Kedera is off the ground by a Tefach, there I have my own oil. And that connects with the oil underneath the roof of the house. And the mail, it all becomes one oil. So all kalim that would be underneath the pot and underneath the gag habayis, the roof of the house, would become tame. Once you're up a tefach, you have your own oil underneath. That's the shear of an oil, a tefach by a tefach. However, in this same case, where the kedera is lifted off the ground, the tefach, toicha, inside the kedera, the gab, as well as what is on top of it, those kalim that are found in those places would be tahar. The kedera itself is going to block the tumah from coming up. Shaila is why? Why does it block the tumah? So if we can take a look at the batanura here for a moment, divri hamaskel, the one that begins toicha v'gaba tar. If the tumah is underneath, so the inside of the klicheres and on top of it is tar. Why? Says the batanura shakedera chaitzet says v'fnei atumah. Because the pot will block the tumah from coming up. What do these words mean? Umatzelas im defanais ayhalim. It's going to save it with the walls of the oil. What does that mean, saving it with the walls of the oil? Remember the rule of good asik? And the mashal for good asik we're using is by sukkah, where if you have a wall that comes up 10 tvachim, even though there's a big space afterwards, but straight up is the schach. It doesn't make a difference if a bird can fly through in the middle or a goat can jump through. It doesn't make a difference. It's as if it's connected. Good asik means that al pi halacha, in regard to certain things, you can view it as if it goes straight up even though right now it's not going straight up. So we view this Kedera as if it went straight up to the Aruv. At that point, it gets like connected with the roof. And Memele, that gives it the Kayach to be a Chatzitza to block the Tumah. So even though the space underneath the pot is Tameh, but it doesn't enter the pot, and it for sure isn't the Tameh anything above the pot. That's what the Batanura means. Umatzeles, im, together with the walls of the aisle. Because the pot itself could not block Tumah. Okay, you could take a look here in the Taisus Yom Tov, who discusses this morehand, when the pot can block Tumah, when it doesn't, what type of a pot it is exactly, is it a pot that's Mekabel Tumah or not? But that's the general idea here. So once again, if the pot is off the ground, the Tefach, while Kelim underneath would be Tumah, and not only that, it spreads to the side, so Kelim in the house would be Tumah, the same is true the other way around. If the Tumah is under the house, Kelim underneath the pot would become Tumah, but that's limited until you hit the bottom of the pot, from the bottom up. Inside of the pot and above it is tar. Besoicha, but if the Tumah is inside the pot, oil gaba, or on top of the pot, again, hakol tameh, everything becomes tameh means what's inside the pot, what's on top of the pot, what's underneath the pot, and in the house. Because at this point, if the Tumah is in the pot or above the pot, it cuts its way down. It's boikas v'yeredes. And once the Tumah comes down to below the pot, being that the pot is a tavach off the ground, that area spreads to the rest of the house. So in this case, where the Tumah is in the pot or on top, the pot isn't going to save anything. Again, it's a very geshmak sugya how this works, and if you wanted to get into it, we could probably spend several hours, but I think we're going to go on to the next Mishnah. But first, a quick chazara. Once again, we have this window in the roof of the house. There's a pot underneath it. The pot is narrower than the opening of the window. If it would be raised, it would come right through it without scratching the sides. The din is, if there is Tumah below, inside, or above the pot, that Tumah goes up and down in a straight line, but it's not metame anything off to the side. That's if the pot is laying on the ground. But if it's lifted off the ground, the tefach, now you have an oil underneath. Therefore, if there's Tumah underneath, or in the house, any keli underneath or any keli in the house is tameh, but at this point, where the tumah is only underneath the inside of the pot, and what's on top is tar, the pot will save it. And as we explained, we imagine the pot goes straight up and it connects with the roof on top. But if the tumah is inside the pot, not underneath it, inside the pot or on top, then everything is tameh. Because the tumah on top cuts right through all the way down underneath the pot, and once the underneath the pot is its own oil, because it's Hayat Tefach, Tumah spreads off to the sides, and therefore everything would be Tameh. Now remember I said there's good Asik, which means you imagine something comes up, and we also said there's good Achis. What's good Achis? That's when you imagine something comes down. So some say actually, in the case where the Tumah is underneath, and we're saying that the pot blocks the Tumah, so we said because we imagine that the pot goes up, and it's in the window and it connects with the roof. Some say it's the other way around. We say that the ceiling around the hole on top comes down. We say gorachas, it connects with the pot. But either way, whether you imagine the pot going up or the pot going down, when the tumah is underneath, the pot is going to block the tumah from coming up any further.